I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Better Call Saul.
In the order that it was broadcast.
Forward Call Saul.
Just a podcast. Podcast. This is a podcast.
Podcast. All right, we haven't done one of these in like a long time.
This first season, which I'll tell you right now, I think it might be my least favorite. It's my second least favorite season. So I'm like, I want to get to the good stuff. Second season's my favorite season.
I thought the last line of this episode was like, okay, way to really highlight what's going to happen.
It's a little less for me because I know what's going to happen. It's not as much a straight line to what you think as you think. but I guess we'll get into that. Okay. I guess we're into it now. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, we got Adam, Meg.
And Tucker. He's there.
Tucker the dog. Say something, Tucker. Tucker, you want to talk?
What if he says something super?
All right, that's Tucker the dog, everyone.
Wait, have him do it again. I'll shut up.
Okay, Tucker's saying he thinks that this first season's good, but he's seen the rest of the show, and he likes it better in later seasons. Right, Tucker? Oh, yes. Good boy, Tucker. Tucker the dog, everyone. Tucker's a golden retriever, and he is old, and he's here. So here's what happened. I'm on the floor at my room at my parents' house. I have a bowl of cheddar popcorn here, and Tucker came in for that. But then he saw that we were doing the podcast, and he said, I have seen that season of television. I would like to talk about it. Right, Tucker? Right, boy? I'm not. Okay. Stop. When Meg talks, I shut up. So you need to shut up because I'm.
Got bad manners. I think you've raised a poorly raised dog here.
I didn't raise him. My parents raised him, and he does have bad manners. Tucker, do you think Kim's pretty? Do you think Kim Wexler's pretty? Tucker, do you think Kim's pretty?
Oh no.
Oh no. He's trying to. Okay. He's really going for that popcorn. Oh no, Tucker. Okay, all right. Tucker's been canceled from the podcast.
All right, good. Thank God. I was gonna say
he's still in the room, but I took his headphones off.
All right. So we watched this episode, and Jimmy.
It's called Marco.
Yeah, and it's about his best friend.
His best friend who doesn't make it.
No, he dies, and you can tell he's gonna die because he just looks it.
He not the spryest looking fella. Doesn't look like he has a gym membership.
He certainly doesn't seem like he counts macros.
That's true, which I have not. I can like when I'm close my eyes, I can hear myself getting fatter being at home.
Aw.
I know, it's gross. It's like, that's the sound of the fat.
My dog is going nuts now. I had a rough Thursday night, which ruined my Friday, and then yesterday. I swam at least yesterday, but Friday I was too hungover to do anything. So my body's sore just from laying around, if that makes sense.
I get that. I came back for a funeral, so like I feel like I'm like, I get permission to eat a little shitty.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you see this dog?
Yeah, no, the expression on his face is troubling.
He's Hello. Right in my face. He wants to lick cheddar popcorn fuzz off my face. Tucker. And I love him. Okay. He's saying, did you like that twist with Chuck? That's what he's saying. Isn't Howard a good boy now? Like me, I'm a good boy. This episode was kind of meandering.
Yeah. I feel like they didn't super need it. I feel like they could have just ended everything on the last episode.
Feels like they got a 10-episode order. They wrote 9, and then they were like, ah, shit. All right.
Just do something. Let's send him back to Chicago.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, because, I don't know, there's not, like I said, there's not a bad episode of the show. But it definitely feels, you didn't watch The Sopranos, did you?
No.
That famously, a lot of episodes end with kind of like an anticlimax or like, I don't know, Game of Thrones does that kind of thing too, where the big finale is really the 9th episode and the 10th episode is just kind of fallout and epilogue. And that's definitely what this felt like.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a fine episode of television. I guess it's fun to hear so many thick Chicago accents.
That's very fun.
Having that I have one.
You really do.
I really do. But all that to say, it didn't really feel like it advanced the plot very much to me, other than Jimmy, who was already feeling like pissed off, decided to stay pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was more of a character. I don't know. We got to see him do con stuff. That was fun.
Yeah. You know, you got to love a grift. And especially, mm-hmm. it's a little funny to think about because in this point in time, like in society, con movies and grift movies are super popular.
Unpack that. Which ones are you talking about?
Ocean's 11, Matchstick Men.
I never saw Matchstick Men.
I feel like there's a couple other, maybe Bandits a little bit.
What's Bandits?
Oh, it's Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton and Cate Blanchett.
I like all of those people.
Yeah, I mean, you probably like Bandits. You should watch Bandits. Honestly, it's a pretty good movie. It's not so much like con man. It's a like complicated bank robbing like duo. And it's pretty good. You should check it out.
Pop culture con man reference is a character from Lost, but it'll be lost on you because you've never seen Lost.
That's true.
So I don't even know why I brought it up.
All right.
It's a character named Sawyer. He cons people.
He can't help himself.
His dad was a con man too, and it's a cycle, Meg.
He can't help himself. Exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't want to get political. I think Donald Trump's kind of like a con man.
Oh, because he like talks a lot and confuses people into agreeing with him.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I know. Okay, he's probably just like a regular businessman who has everyone's best interest at heart. But sometimes I think he's kind of a con guy, like a grifty guy.
He definitely seems a little iffy on the morally resolute front.
I don't want to speak ill of our president, so I will.
Well, he's not our president anymore, so go ahead.
Well, I've been reading some stuff online, and I think he is. I'm pretty sure.
He's still our president?
He's still our president. Okay. So I was in Dallas the other day, right?
Did you see Ted, I know. Ted Kennedy or whoever?
I did. That's Jr. what I went down there for. I shook his hand.
Oh, wow.
It was JFK Jr., and he's like, yep, I'm alive. And
Donald Trump's the president.
He said, he's like, I'm going to be his running mate. And the reason I've been hiding is I a lot of shows to watch.
He died in like the early 2000s as well, right?
I think 99 or 2000. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I met him at Dallas, he just kept talking. He's like, they finally made a good Dune movie. I just love that they made a good Dune movie was what he kept saying. Because he's like, I love the book. Hated the 87 film. But, you know, my brother got shot. I just want everyone to know that. That's another thing about me. That's how he talks. That's how JFK Jr. talks. Oh, no, not his brother. My dad.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to say about that. It seems like all those people are crazy.
I'll stop. There's so much dog breathing in the microphone right now, and I'm going to kick him out of the room in a second.
He's very expressive. Just like he's see the side of his face and he's happy to be around you.
He's happy to be around me. So with this dog, my sister just got a golden retriever too, right? Sorry, guys, we'll talk about the episode in a second. There's not much episode to talk about.
Jimmy goes to Chicago. He cons people. He comes back. He decides he wants to be a lawyer.
Meg, now we have to stop the episode.
Okay. Sorry.
No, this dog, like sometimes I like wrestle with him and I'll go like boop, 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 boop on his snout and he'll go and try to get, not really bite my fingers, but like play bite my fingers. And she has a golden that's 7 months old, roughly the same size. And she's like, can you go play with him for a little bit? So I did the same thing, like wrestled him and went like boop, 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 boop on his snout. And he like just kind of got quiet and I was like, I don't think he wants to play. And then I came back in and he was like cowering in fear of me. Like I just like beaten the shit out of this dog.
Aww.
And then everyone gave me shit and they're like, Adam, do you hurt dogs? And I'm like, I couldn't be further from the truth. Look at this one. This one loves me.
My dog is constantly at war with me in terms of who runs the household. Mm-hmm. So that's been fun.
Tucker sit. Sorry.
But she's also afraid of like the washing machine. So I don't know. She's not super smart.
Tucker's not afraid of anything. I was wondering this. We have 5 dogs here. It's been a long time since we've done an Adam's Home episode.
That's true.
We used to do them all the time. I was wondering if you put these 5 dogs, I guess this isn't going to be entertaining to the listener at all because they don't know what these dogs look like or their dynamic. But I was just wondering if I drove them all a mile from this house and just let them all out together, would they find their way back together?
No.
You don't think so?
Okay. No, I mean, I don't know the dynamic of the four Dotsons and the everything, but it doesn't seem like any of them are good at terrain and
no, like not. Navigating. No, they're not. All right, I got to get this one out of here. All right, Tucker, you're canceled. 1 second. You've been bumped, Tucker. Get the fuck out of here. He was really upset by that.
Aw.
He was such a sad boy just now.
I love him, though, Ma. I just,
oh. He took one last look at the popcorn and was like, oh, okay, next time. This episode opens in some classic Better Call Saul blue.
Yes, and Marco is like doing a con on some guys to make $20, and it's just like a stack of quarters on the top of a beer bottle.
This allegedly takes place in 1992.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So he, wow.
What's some cultural references from 1992?
I mean, that predates me because I was, you know, 5 in 1992, but and you were but 2 or something like that.
For most of that year, I was 1, but then for a little bit of that year, I was 2, and I got a lot more responsibility.
Yeah, that's true, because you started working in the mines. But yeah, I guess 1992. Cassette tapes they didn't have CD players yet. That's true of most times. But yeah, I'm not really sure.
Do you want to guess what the top movie of 1992 is?
I'll
give you some clues and like, we'll see if we can do it. This will be a fun game for the listeners.
Okay. Give me some clues.
Okay. Hold on. List of box off. Okay. We're going to see if you can get, oh no, fuck. Oh, damn it. This is just top 10 by weekend. Oh, God. Okay. Everyone, calm the fuck down. Highest grossing film. There we go. Okay. I bet you've heard... Okay. You've definitely heard of all of these except for maybe one. I'm looking at the top 10, okay?
Okay.
So number 10, I'll give you a clue. It takes place where most of this episode took place. It's a Saturday Night Live film.
Saturday Night Live film. Is it Wayne's World?
It's Wayne's World. Okay.
Okay.
Number 9. And I'll cut a bunch of this out if it's boring. Number 9. I don't think you're going to get this. It's based off a classic book, a classic horror book.
Is it Misery?
No. Older than that. Much older horror book. I believe it's directed by Francis Ford Coppola.
You know, I don't want to, what is it?
It's Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to get that.
You weren't going to get that? Okay. Number 8, Whoopi Goldberg. That's all I was
gonna say. Sister Act?
It's Sister Act. Number 7, I've never seen it. I think Clint Eastwood? Army stuff?
I don't know.
It's A Few Good Men. Okay.
Okay.
Number 6, superhero movie.
Is it Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
But which one?
Forever?
Nope, Batman Returns.
Oh, okay.
Number 5. Lethal Weapon 3. I don't even have no clues. Number 4, Basic Instinct. All right, top 3 you're going to get. Actually, no, because I don't know what the number 2 is. Number 3, Kevin McAllister.
Oh, Home Alone.
No, close.
Home Alone 2?
Full title, please.
Lost in New York?
Yeah. And then number 2 is something called The Bodyguard, which I've never heard of.
What is it called?
The Bodyguard?
Oh, yeah, that has Kevin Costner in it.
Oh, well, that's actually relevant.
And Whitney Houston or something.
Yeah.
It's I Will Always Love You.
The number 1 you should get. I'm going to give you very, it's animated.
Aladdin.
Yep, it's Aladdin.
Wow. Are you surprised they got Aladdin? Not really.
I'm surprised it was, I figured your guess would have been either Lion King or Aladdin, and then your next guess would have been the other one.
Fair.
But okay. Wow, that was some good padding for time. You're welcome, everyone. What you were describing, the actual scene, you can continue on. I apologize.
Oh, Marco was just trying to grip some guys, and Jimmy comes in and he's like, I gotta go. I am not gonna be tried for, you know, sexual exposing myself, but I gotta go to Albuquerque. And Marco's like, what? And then Jimmy's like, okay, bye, and he leaves. And Marco's like, well, ain't that a stinker?
That's literally it. That's all that happens.
I don't know that it needs to be in more detail than that.
Nope, that was it. You nailed it. described all the relevant points.
Yeah.
We did so with some trademark Adam and Meg humor. And now we're out of the cold open.
Yes.
And to play the theme song in it, it goes like, hey, there's a man, and he's walking down the street, and he's got a suit, he's got a briefcase, oh, and then some bandits got him, and then some bandits tie him up, and they put him in a trunk, and they say, give us all your money, and he says, I ain't got none, I'm a struggling lawyer, and they go, well, ain't that the pits, and then he's like, not even the bandits want me, better call Saul.
Yep, that's it, that's Kevin Gould, what's his, Peter Gould?
That, Peter Gould wrote that song.
He wrote that on the toilet, where he does all his best thinking. And then it opens up, and Jimmy's sitting very quietly. He's not doing anything at all. He's just
not even playing. Not even playing Snake on his Nokia cell phone.
He's just sitting there, staring at his shoes. And you know who looks at him? It's Kim.
God, I love her so much.
Yeah, and she's like,
do you hear some dog barks?
Yeah, oh, I hear a cavalcade of dog barks.
They're mad about something. Yeah, what's Kim doing?
She's just being hot and horny, and then she goes up to Jimmy and says, hey, what you doing here, big boy?
And her voice is so cute. Kim's real voice is so cute.
And you know what Jimmy says? He goes, not yelling at you this time, that's for sure. I'm going to take the deal because Howard hates me.
Do you think Walt would have apologized for yelling at her?
He didn't. I thought somebody apologized for yelling at her.
Jimmy did. He apologized just now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry for yelling at you. And then everyone's like, see, figured out Chuck thinks you're a bastard, right? And he's like, yeah, I figured it out. I'm like, we were hoping you'd figure it out.
And Howard's like, hey, I actually don't dislike you. In fact, I thought maybe we could play on the same softball team this summer. Mm-hmm.
We're called the Albuquerque Jerks.
Yep, the Albuquerque Jerks. He gives him a check, and Jimmy's like, oh, here's a list of grocery shopping that you have to do for Chuck because he's an invalid. And you can tell Howard's a little impressed with Jimmy's go-gettingness, you know?
Mm-hmm. And he says, I have a nickname for you. Would you like to hear the nickname for you?
And he goes, Jimmy said, if I must.
Mm-hmm. What's that nickname, Meg?
Charlie Hustle.
Or Charlie Hustle.
Does that make any fucking sense?
Yeah, because his name, he's got Hustle. And his name is Charlie, famously so.
I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy McGill.
But what do you call him, Jimmy Hustle? That doesn't sound good.
It sounds exactly the same as Charlie Hustle in terms of phonetics, right?
Yeah, but
it's like Jimmy Hustle, Charlie Hustle. It's Charlie Hustle like a guy from Cold War era, like, politics? Like, who is Charlie Hustle? You're a regular Charlie Hustle. Is he
Hustle.
Like Charles Atlas's little brother?
And Charlie Hustle is a website that sells vintage t-shirts.
Oh, then that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Actually, Pete Rose, also known by his nickname Charlie Hustle, is an American former professional baseball player. Do you know who Pete Rose is?
He's a former professional baseball player.
But did you know that before I said that sentence?
Who Pete Rose was?
Yeah.
I knew he was some type of athletic star.
Yeah, I knew he was some sports fellow. I assumed a bowler. But, he's an old man. He's 80 years old.
Oh.
Do you think when we're 80, medicine will have gotten so good that, like, 80 will be, like, in your 30s today?
I hope so. I hope that when we're 80, if you have diarrhea, they have something to make it more tolerable.
No, we've gotten in arguments about this, really loud arguments, that I enjoy having diarrhea.
I feel like I expressed that the process of having diarrhea sans a sharp tummy ache is fine, and then afterwards I feel lighter.
I don't usually have a tummy ache. I'm just usually like, oh, what's this when I sit down?
So you have no warning that you're about to have diarrhea?
I do. Like, I'll have like a fart and I'm like, uh-oh.
Like, and then your butthole gets super tight, and you're like,
yeah, there's
oh
some
boy.
bubbling in the instant pot down there. And then I'll be like, whoa, whoa. And then it'll be like, just turn on, like when you turn on a shower all the way right away. And I'm like, whoa, whoa. And it is annoying because I live with one person and I make that noise.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh boy. Woo, oh Lord.
Yeah, oh, no, not on the drapes. And then she'll just be in her room going like, what's happening in there?
Stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, no, I think like we're not that far on. Maybe my opinion has changed since last we spoke. But
I don't know how you have to do it, but just figure it out. Have some diarrhea tonight and then call me when you're on the toilet.
Already been there. Been there, done okay. that. But anyways, Howard is hot and Kim is hot and Jimmy is like, what's the impetus to make him leave again? Why was he just like, fuck this, I'm out of here, fuck it. Oh yeah, he goes and he plays bingo.
Mm-hmm.
He's the bingo caller.
A quite long scene.
I think I just like watching Bob speak. I think that any opportunity he can to have a long, like, his monologues are much more tolerable than Walter White's monologues.
As much as I didn't like the character Walt, I thought Bryan Cranston's monologues were very well done.
So I just find them more entertaining. I'm not saying that they were poorly acted. I just think that Jimmy's monologues are
Tucker, the dog, is actively trying to get into the recording studio. He must think, I think he's mad at you. He thinks Walter White's monologues were a little more entertaining is what he's saying out there. He also says, I want that popcorn.
They're earnest, right? Like, he's coming from a place where he's, like, just talking about some stupid choice he made, whereas Walter White is usually trying to convince somebody of something, you know?
Yeah. But he explains to a group of elderly folk that his wife cheated on him with the man who he shat in his car.
Yeah, and that there were two little kids in the car, and so he has some real concerns about the possibility that, or he did at the time, could have been charged with, like, indecent exposure.
He exposed his anus to children.
That would have been really hard to see as a kid. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see anything wild as a kid?
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, what do you mean wild?
Well, like, once when I was 16, so I wasn't really a kid, I was walking back from high school registration with my then boyfriend, and as we were walking down this one street, I just saw a man, like, beaten off in a car. And it was like, gross.
No, I've never seen anything like that as a kid. As an adult, I've seen a lot of people do heroin in the New York subways.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
What is that like?
It's just like, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I was at a Target with my kids. This is a stupid story. I was at a Target with my kids a couple weeks ago. We were like, what if we all just got really nice toothbrushes? And that was like our driving force to go to Target. Mm-hmm. As we were in the toothbrush aisle, there was a person next to me actively shoplifting, like brazenly shoplifting, just like ripping stuff open, putting it in their purse. And I was like, I don't know all the information here. I'm going to leave. And I just like, I don't know. My kids are very, you know, justice oriented, and so they were like, why aren't we doing something? And it's like, I don't know what's happening.
Wait, what did you see again? Sorry, I took a bite of popcorn. I think I missed like the big point of the story, which is what they saw. Sorry.
Oh, just this woman stealing things.
Oh shit.
Like ripping open packages and putting it in her purse. And we walked away because I wanted to give her the privacy to do it, because it was like, I don't know if this lady has something going on where she can't afford toothbrushes. Target can fucking eat the loss, and why should I get involved here? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like I'm watching someone get the shit kicked out of them. I'm watching someone fleece Target. So that was probably the most brazen example I've seen recently of like shoplifting. I was once on a date when I was 20 where the guy kept stealing stuff, and that was weird. But besides that, as a kid, I've never been, I don't know, I don't have a strong memory of like seeing somebody out in public doing something criminal, you know, other than like guys peeing on the street or something.
I grew up in the suburbiest suburbs. I mean, there's probably all sorts of white collar crime going in behind those walls.
Sure.
So yeah, and he's like, my brother saved me from going to jail and I've been paying for it ever since. And then he leaves the room.
Because he was getting too many bees and it just made him think of Chuck.
Why does B make him think of Chuck? Oh, brother.
Brother and betrayal and big old balls, which Chuck undoubtedly has.
Do you wish Chuck would have been in this episode more? Because he wasn't really.
Yeah, he's only in like one scene. And sure, I always want to see Chuck because I appreciate him. That said, So then he goes to Chicago and he...
Cicero.
Yeah. That. So this was very clearly not Chicago.
You think it was L.A.?
No, I think it was Albuquerque. Just like you can kind of tell by how fucking bright it is that it's not Chicago. Chicago's not that fucking bright.
It gets bright in Chicago.
It's not. The sunlight, it hits different. There's always clouds. Like,
I guess.
There's bigger buildings. Everything's on top of each other.
Not in Cicero.
It's Cicero 100%. Everything's like, it. I don't know.
Listen, I got a confession to make. I've never been to Cicero, so I can't really argue with you.
My parents grew up, well, my dad grew up in Berwyn and my mom grew up in Cicero. And I was born in Berwyn. And these are all very close to each other.
I knew you graduated summa cum laude, but I didn't know it was in Cicero studies, apparently.
My family's just from this area. That's all.
Okay.
I have cousins.
I just feel, it's okay. I just feel attacked.
I guess I'm just saying that, Cicero is like, the smell of Cicero is just like car exhaust and fried food. It's just
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's something special.
Oh, jeez.
It's too, oh, God. It's always a little wet.
Oh, it's a wet place, Cicero.
It's a little bit. Well, Chicago is always a little wet.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wet place. Because I famously moved to LA. I moved to LA from Chicago. Was like, I miss Chicago. But then I moved to New York. I didn't realize how not used to the wetness you become in LA. Because I'm still like, everything's wet here. Wet all the time. Yeah. And I don't like it.
It's weird. Well, because later on they have like a scene in front of a church and everything's wet. And I'm like, this looks closer to Chicago because everything's wet.
Everything's wet all the time.
The ground is, some part of all of the ground is always wet. Yeah.
Yeah. But we meet his friend Marco again, but in present day, he has not aged at all.
No, but he does look significantly less spry.
He does.
Yeah.
And he has a little bit of a cough, Meg, and that's some foreshadowing.
Yeah. You know how sometimes you just get those errant coughs and the next thing you know, you're fucking dead. He's definitely struggling. He's definitely not. And he just seems sad, and he's trying to, and he's sleeping at the bar, and the bar smells like grenadine in my mind. One of those places. Oh, I guess like the smoking ban was just enacted in this time, so it probably still smells like smoke.
In 2002, the smoking ban would have still been around?
Well, I think they would have started. I'm not sure when the smoking ban started, but I feel like it was when I was in high school.
Interesting.
Early high school.
Do you ever miss high school?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had a moment recently where I was like, I wish I was still a kid because life's Same. Just so complicated and I want to go back to summer camp.
I want to go back to college.
Do you want to go back to college?
I want to go back to college. I want to do like a lot more extracurriculars than I did. I want to be in more theater.
I want to go back to summer camp 100%. I want to definitely date more boys. I'd already dated a lot, but I want to date even more boys.
I want to go back to my early 20s and like take working out seriously because you can build more muscle in your early 20s than you can at 31. Let me tell you that.
To be fair, though, you can build muscle in a bigger way all the way through till you're 45, where women.
You did tell me that. Yeah. So that's nice. I got some time, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Did you just call me girlfriend? Or
I didn't call you girlfriend, but whatever. You can.
I thought you said you can build muscle to 45, girlfriend. And I was like, okay. Thank you, girlfriend. Call me girlfriend more.
Bring back girlfriend.
Bring
platonically calling people girlfriend.
Bring back call me girlfriend. and he's like, hey, I visited here because my mom died, but I didn't see you because you're a fucking bummer.
Yeah, and I was busy. And he was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I've never stopped being your best friend, but apparently you stopped being my best friend. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have a framed photo of you that I kiss every night, and I set it on my mantle, and I go, Jimmy's coming back someday.
Yes, and he prays, and he prays, and he prays, and then they're like, well, do you want another drink? He goes, no, and then a fucking schmuck in a suit comes by, and they're like, let's fuck with that guy. And so they do. They grift him and they do the old Kennedy half-dollar grift.
We've all seen.
We're so familiar with.
So familiar with the Kennedy half-dollar. You think he faces east, he's supposed to face west.
Yep.
Wait, no, opposite.
He's facing east.
East normally, but he's... Wait, no, because if the grift is a lie, which means he always faces west.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I wonder if this is a thing they actually knew about, like, and researched. Otherwise, that's like... where did this come from? You know?
I feel like it's made up. I feel like all Kennedy Halfdollars face, like, the right way, and he was just lying and saying not all of them face this way.
No, I know, but I just... I'm curious where... the writer came up with this idea.
Yeah, because it looks like Kennedy faces west, normal, and he was saying, no, he faces east. This one's weird. But also, Kennedy was really handsome.
Yeah, no, and he loved to fuck, and he had Addison's disease, right?
Do you think if he didn't get shot, he would have been, like, remembered as a pretty shitty president?
Probably, but I don't know. He was also...
Wasn't he all flash, no substance?
I don't really remember anything he enacted. Or how long he was in office, mainly because it was a long time before I was born. But, I don't know. Maybe he would be a big nothing burger of a president. I'm not really sure.
It says here he was president from 1961 or 1963. So he had a little bit of time. They probably didn't do everything through reconciliation like they do now.
True. And wasn't he pretty responsible for the Bay of Pigs invasion?
He was, but that's all I know. I just know Kennedy, Bay of Pigs, end of knowledge on that.
And Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe? Oh, he fought her.
Yeah. And he had Addison's disease.
What's Addison's disease?
I think it's like a muscle problem, but I don't know. Oh. He definitely had that shit.
I want to know if would be hot by today's standards.
I don't know, because he just kind of looks like a fucking Irish guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but he doesn't look very remarkable. I think, like, sharper features are favored now. He had pretty soft features.
Yeah, like, when you look at, like, superheroes back then, like your Adam West Batman, they had, like, those doughy chests, and so I'm sure he had, like, that.
Yeah.
But then you look at, like, Barack Obama, like, kind of the modern hot president, and he's, like, got a Jason Momoa body.
I don't know if I call it a Jason Momoa body, but he's definitely svelte.
He kind of looks like Dave Bautista, Barack Obama does a little
Batista?
Bit.
Dave Bautista?
Yeah.
You think so?
Because they're both jacked.
You think he's that jacked? Because I think Barack Obama's jacked. Viewed him as, you know, lanky.
Really? Okay, well, our eyes are different.
Yeah.
Well, they grift this guy.
Yeah, and it works. And then there's a grifting montage, and it lasts a very long time. And we see
a really long time
lot of Chicago and just dollar bills floating around. And I don't really know why it had to last this long. We got the idea.
I like that it isn't like they're rolling in dough. It is like dollar bills. Yeah. It's not a lot of money they're getting.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
Just to get by, yeah.
And then he tricks a woman into sleeping with him by saying he was Kevin Costner.
Which is could not have been further from the truth, and I don't understand how that worked.
And do you remember this line in Breaking Bad where he tells the story?
I don't remember it, but I'll rewatch that. I know exactly what episode you're talking about.
I mean, you don't need to rewatch it. I'll read it right now.
Okay.
It's the episode ABQ where Saul brings up that he once convinced a woman he was Kevin Costner in an attempt to persuade Walt that using laser tag as money laundering makes sense because you can make any story work.
I mean, solid logic there.
Mm-hmm. I think he looks more like Patrick Wilson. I've been on record saying that.
Who's Patrick Wilson?
He was in the Insidious movies and the Conjuring movies.
I think I know who you're talking about. You think that he looks like Patrick Wilson?
I think Bob Odenkirk looks Bob Odenkirk as Saul in this show looks like Patrick Wilson. I don't think Bob Odenkirk, like, in real life, where he's kind of balding now, looks like Patrick Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to Google Patrick Wilson real quick?
I can't really on my laptop because my mic sits on it.
Okay. Well, then... Okay. I guess... Okay. Anyway. They do this thing, and then they wake up, and Jimmy sleeps on an air mattress, and it turns out he's been there for a week!
Yeah, and he's been fucking and sucking and grifting and riffing. You know.
And he's got all these voicemails from all these olds.
And they all want their wills done.
And they're like, I am going to die tomorrow. I need this done.
Today. And then all the other voicemails are like, you know that person? They died, so no thanks.
Do you think Marco's cute at all?
No.
Okay.
Do you have like a really hard time knowing my type?
I just feel like we're always honing it in to figure it out. We're always...
Every time Howard Hanlon's on screen, I go, wow, that's what a man looks like.
I think him and Marco kind of look alike.
There's no way that that's possible.
Just like Barack Obama and John Rowdy Cena. Roddy Piper kind of look alike.
How Barack Obama's neck is thicker than his head?
Yep. I do know that.
Anyhow, so he's like, hey, let's do a big grift because you're not really making bank as a dipshit in the big city, a lawyer. So what's the point? Why aren't you just fucking like, let's do this. Let's make a lot of money. And he goes, I don't know. And then Marco goes, I need it.
I need this so bad.
I need it.
I got one last fake Rolex. Let's fucking do it. I'll suck your dick.
It does seem like a lot of work for, I'm not sure what the payoff
is. Do we remember how much they made on the Rolex scam? It was like
600, 700, 800 bucks, you know?
Yeah. And it was like, and they mentioned the guy who makes the fake Rolexes got deported.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, that guy, he got deported. Like,
his Chicago accent's very thick. It's very funny.
Yeah.
He sounds like a Da Bears guy.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like my dad. He sounds like my uncles, you know?
Really?
That's what my family sounds like, yeah.
It's very fun.
Yeah. You've never even met my brother David. Oh, boy.
I've not met your brother David.
He talks, he's a Chicago cop, and he talks like this. You know, we're all a bunch of idiots that hold our vowels for a really long time. Yeah.
We like the Bulls.
Yeah, anyway. We do. Great franchise.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
He was so good. Not Michael B. Jordan. Different Michael Jordan.
The original, the OG.
Didn't need a middle initial. Didn't need it.
I mean, good for Michael B. Jordan for figuring it out, though, and becoming his own entity. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for being slightly less hot than me.
Why does everybody think that guy's so hot?
Well, he is really hot. You don't think Michael Jordan's hot?
No, he's not. He looks like a dork.
I think that about Timothy Chalamet, but not Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan has that dumb facial hair.
A lot of men have. Idris Elba has the same facial hair.
I know, but Michael B. Jordan is too. I don't think he pulls it off.
Have you seen Black Panther? Have you seen what his chest does in that movie?
Okay, but also, to me, the person I think is the hot in Black Panther is the guy who runs like the group that lives in the mountains. I think his name is Winston Duke.
Martin Freeman?
Yeah, it's Martin Freeman. No.
He's in Black Panther.
He is. He plays Everett Ross.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
you know more about Black Panther than I do, so I better back off.
No, I'm talking about the guy who plays, you know, the group of the Wakandans who live in the mountains, and they are like big strapping fellows. And oh, like.
Yeah, he's hot. He's a hot guy.
He's really hot. I think that's the hottest guy in Black Panther.
It sucks that Chadwick Boseman died.
Yeah.
And the next one's just like about Letitia Wright, I guess.
Okay.
And she's kind of like an anti-vax weirdo.
Oh, she is. That's true.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you going to do? Like, you don't just recast Chadwick Boseman.
That's true.
Even
too.
Though they recasted Terrence Howard.
They did, but that's, I think, because he was being like a very difficult person.
They recasted Edward Norton.
Yeah, again, very difficult. How mad do you think he is at himself for being that difficult that he lost that?
Edward Norton?
Yeah.
I think he probably is hoity-toity enough to be like, I stood for integrity.
I wanted to make more money. Yeah.
And also, at the time, like how the Marvel movies were back then, you had no idea. Because they do get kind of weirder and fun and a little more, I think, better.
Yeah.
I think peak Marvel, I haven't actually seen any in a while, but it feels like their peak is like, what, around 2017 through 2020?
Yeah.
And you couldn't have predicted that. You couldn't have predicted what Endgame would be like. Endgame was incredible.
Honestly, Thor Ragnarok was...
Thor Ragnarok. Yeah, you couldn't have predicted that.
That's true. Yeah.
I think that Eternals looks good, but apparently it's really bad.
Is it really bad?
It's got like a 50 on Rotten Tomatoes.
But I heard that critics missed it and the people loved it. Is that right? Or is that wrong?
I've heard critics didn't like it and people didn't like it, but maybe I'll still see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a horse in this race.
Have you seen, did you see any of the Marvels this year? A bunch came out like right in a row. You got your Black Widow.
I saw Black Widow. Was
that good? I didn't see it.
It's fine.
You got your Shang-Chi.
I didn't see that one.
I heard that one was really good.
Is that right?
I heard that was like legitimately like quite good.
Oh, I'll check that out.
You got your Eternals, which I haven't seen. And then you got your Spider-Man, which will be featured on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. I'm actually really pumped for that one. What, that one comes around Christmas, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. We've mentioned it a lot, how much I love Alfred Molina.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. It's the Alfred Molina talk show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should talk about that off mic in case. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it off mic for a second.
Are we canceling?
No, we're going to do it. Oh. It's all predicated on certain things. Yeah, we got to talk about it off mic.
Okay.
We're not going to cancel. We're going to see it. And we're going to see it together.
Okay.
Okay.
So they do the Rolex scam, but where he fake dies in the first one, he really dies.
Yeah, I mean, you could kind of see this coming a mile away, right? Like, he just knew.
Could you?
Yeah. I mean, well, one, he's not healthy. Two, like, what else was going to happen other than he die here, you know?
But they make $2 billion, and he's like, I guess you don't need to be a lawyer. Can you imagine being cast and be like, hey, you look like you could just die at any second, and so that's why we need you.
And he goes, sure.
Sure. That's my meal ticket.
Yeah, is that being very sweaty and close to death. And then, I don't know, what else happens? He tries
hard to cut to a funeral.
Yeah, CPR doesn't work. Cut to a funeral. He's got his pinky ring on. Saul, that is. Jimmy has the pinky ring on.
And he's got an American flag outside the church, which I liked.
Yeah. And it's a wet church.
It's a wet American
classic
flag.
Wet American Chicago church.
Covered in the sweat of our soldiers.
Yes. 100%.
And he talks to some guy. Oh, no. Kim calls him and she's like, so, yeah. We couldn't get you hired at HHM, but we got this other firm in here, and they are fucking all up in your shit.
So why don't you come here and, like, meet them, and they'll basically make you a partner. And he's like, sounds great. Better come home. And then he comes home, and you know what? As he's going to go to that meeting, he decides, I'd rather be a criminal, and leaves, essentially.
It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy, but for everyone else, that he's like, everyone's just going to think I'm a scumbag no matter what I do. Chuck did, and I did, like, the world for Chuck. You saw that grocery list?
Yeah.
Look what I did for Chuck. No matter what I did, he still thinks I'm a piece of shit. So you know what? I'm going to be a piece of shit.
But when handed the opportunity to become a partner and prove everyone wrong, or just be, you know, make it so he is Chuck's equal, he elects to go and be a grifty greaseball.
Fair.
We're not holding him accountable enough to his own choices.
He also gets a new ring.
That's true. The ring is pretty intoxicating.
He's wearing that all of Breaking Bad, right?
I think so. I definitely remember him having a pinky ring. So yeah.
Yeah. And he talks to Mike. He's like, we could have each had $800,000. And Mike's like, I had a job. I did a job.
And
that's enough for me.
Yeah. And then he drives away and he goes, you know what? I'm never making that choice again. I'm always going to be a piece of shit. And then he drives away and drums on the steering wheel and it's Smoke on the Water, I guess.
Yeah, he's humming Smoke on the Water and then the needle drops.
That, that.
Make this podcast get taken down. We gotta stop.
Oh, sorry.
They'll stop. They won't really. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I was like, I'm believing you for a second.
Hold on. Finding. You know what I'm looking up. Some trivia about this episode. Did you get a little, he says B is in Belize. Do you remember when he brings up Belize in Breaking Bad?
To send Mike to Belize or Jesse to Belize?
Jesse to Belize. He also mentions George O'Keefe.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Marco mentions to Jimmy that he should be driving around town in a white Caddy making bank, which is exactly the car he drives. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't. I definitely picked up on that one.
That's a car thing, so I wouldn't get that.
You didn't. Maybe you didn't even know he had a Cadillac before.
I did. I'm what's called car blind.
Do you know the difference between a great big dump truck and a car?
So they both got four wheels. So not that. I know a car has a gas pedal. Does a dump truck have some sort of like gas lever?
I'm sure it has a pedal as well, huh?
Fuck. Okay. So that's not, that's the same. you can drive a car to the store. You can't drive a dump truck to the, no, you could drive a dump truck to the store.
Yeah. I feel like you could drive a dump truck there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm stumped. I don't know.
I guess it's because the dump truck is like a big garbage truck and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a car. Okay. Is like a
no,
car.
No, that, yeah. That's, I feel stupid. okay. I get it.
Also, you can only have diarrhea in a dump truck, which is something I felt you knew naturally. Maybe you didn't
then
even
I've broken that rule.
It.
I've broken that rule a lot. what grade do you give this episode?
This feels Meg, like a B+ to me.
I'd give this episode a B+ as well. But Donna Bowman at the AV Club, what would she think?
A B+.
She gives it an A.
Really? I'm very surprised by that. Wow.
It's very, it's a very like critic. I feel like critics would like eat it up and be like, the themes in this. We're so, it moves so slow. So we could deconstruct themes.
Yeah.
I'm a critic.
I guess the one scene we didn't talk about was that guy going and getting Chuck his groceries and Chuck still being like an anal retentive jerk about it.
All right. We meet Ernesto. We met Ernesto, right?
I don't think I've ever met Ernesto.
He might have been in that mailroom scene briefly, but yeah, it's Ernesto. Ernesto takes care of Chuck now and he sees Jimmy and he's like, hey, Jimmy, I can't get a beer because Chuck's a handful. And Jimmy's like, don't I know it?
Tell me about it. Yeah.
What was Jimmy doing just hanging around his brother's house?
I think he feels some sense of responsibility towards him. He's worried about him. He's want to make sure everything's okay for his brother. I don't know that how he could tell it wasn't, like, unless Chuck's body, like, fucking floated out the door and was so bloated or something. But, like, he's, yeah, what can he do there?
Yeah, Donna Bowman can get up her own butt every once in a while. Here, like, I'm going to read a little bit of her review. I'm going to read a little bit of the beginning and a little bit of the end. This is in quotes, this first part. Oedipus is funny. That's the structure of funny right there. Who did this terrible thing to our city? Oh, God, it was me. End quote. That's blowhard filmmaker Lester and Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors, completely missing the point of dramatic irony. And then she just kind of goes on, talks about this, and then just talks about Saul. And then in the end, the tragedy of Oedipus is that it's acted like he was free when he found out he was living in the script written by the fates. So, like, she can get a little...
Yeah, up her own butt.
Up her own keister on things.
Yeah, Jesus, Lord. Yeah.
None of us can blame him for wanting freedom to determine his own fate, especially when the approved American ways of honest entrepreneurship and wage slavery have been so singularly cruel to him. But he's wrong about the pile of cash representing a way out. That road leads to paranoia and the Omaha Cinnabon. No one's idea of freedom.
Okay, yeah. Great. I don't know.
Sounds like you and Donna would, like, fight in real life.
I think I would just be like, Donna, please, we're just hanging out. Like, we don't got to go down this road. Please stop bringing up Oedipus. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. And you know what? Donna is probably, you know, lovely, but I bet she's the type of person who really likes wine. And we know how I feel about wine. I don't like it.
Yeah, she seems like she drinks a lot of wine.
Yeah, like every
Actually,
night
I like wine
she has
a lot.
Two glasses.
I like wine a lot.
And, well, it gives me a headache.
Well, yeah, it gives me, that's the point.
I love that idea that we're all just like, oh, did you have a very exquisitely painful headache from the wine?
I've been having headaches the last couple of days, and it's only the right side of my head, and I'm like, all right, so it's a tumor. just because that's how I'm a hypochondriac.
Is it right in your temple, or what is it?
No, it's like in the side.
Because I know those type of headaches are like dehydration headaches and stuff.
It's probably a dehydration headache because I have not been drinking a lot of. I haven't had my big jug of water near me this whole entire trip. Well, yeah. So me and Meg are going to try to go to a restaurant this week.
Yes, we weren't intending to go, but it didn't work out for this episode. So we're going to do a recap.
Here's the deal. Meg's life, a lot of stuff's happened. So you guys are going to have to go with the punches like everyone else. If this next episode is, if you see it in your feed and it is the name of the premiere of season 2, didn't work out. Sorry.
but we can figure it out. We'll figure it out.
If this next episode is like live from Buffalo Wild Wings, season 1 recap, then congrats. You get a fun thing where we're figuring some stuff out.
And it might be entertaining. I might make Adam order like a big ridiculous frozen drink at B-Dubs or Chili's or whatever. You might eat appetizers that have a calorie content for a day and a half of food, but whatever.
And then I gotta drive home on my expired license.
Oh no.
You get a 60-day grace period in Iowa, baby.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow, bring your mama with. Yeah. No, I don't.
Do you want her to be on the episode?
No, I mean, if she wants to. Just so she can. Yeah, bring Tucker for sure.
I'll bring Tucker the dog.
Make it even more conspicuous what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to bring this big fucking dick, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a whole thing. I think that if you go at an off hour, nobody will care. But that's just...
People bring laptops. Like, when I worked at Applebee's, people brought laptops all the time.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be an issue that we're recording something. And people talk on phones all the time. So I can't imagine that phones and laptops are...
And also, like, people talk to other people all the time. And, like, this laptop and this microphone is much less intrusive than, like, a child.
Yeah, and so I think we could just pass it off as two friends connecting and recording their conversations and not recording a podcast.
I could just be like, the microphone on my computer is broken, so I have to use this.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a good time. It's going to be fine.
We'll have a good time.
And if it doesn't work out because of the fucking Chili police, then we'll make a note of that, and their whole thing will be ruined. Their whole vibe.
Well, this was a good episode. I'm thinking back to some of the ups, the downs.
Of the
lefts, the rights of this episode we just recorded.
Oh, of just the one we recorded. Yeah. I mean, we talked about diarrhea a lot, again, even.
Talked about if Kennedy was hot.
Was he? Was he not?
Was he not? Well, it was a different time. Yeah. I am excited to get... I don't know if I've told you. Season 2 is my favorite season of the show.
Yep. You've mentioned that to me.
I don't know. Season 5 was also very good. So it's season 2 or 5. They're tied.
What about season 6? Boy, oh boy.
It's not out yet.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. You know about much about season 6 as I do.
Oh.
Jimmy, I don't think Jimmy Dye gets killed off really early on. He's not even on the show anymore.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. All right. Until next time.
Until next time.
It's showtime, folks.
It's just a podcast.
Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.